great reminder of God's love. What a great reminder. At any point, you can't hear me. Can you hear me now? It's okay now. Well, maybe they haven't heard me, but they heard the choir just a few moments ago, and what a great thing for us to just think about. At any point, all that pain that Jesus was going through, he could have stopped. Mm-hmm. At any moment, he could have said, I don't want to go through this. But he had a real, real desire to do something to take care of. You can't hear me? I'm sorry.
Is that better?
Yes, sir. Okay. Hallelujah, Pastor.
He could have come down from the cross. He could have stopped all of the pain. He could have stopped going through all of that, but his purpose here, the reason he came, somebody has said in Hebrews, it talks about the joy. Some people think that when he ran the race, the joy was being able to get back with the Father and sit next to his Father. But I believe the joy was the fact that he had created an opportunity for me to be able to spend eternity in glory. The joy of my salvation. My salvation was what Jesus was glad about and what happy about, and all that he had gone through. He could have come down, but for the joy of my salvation, he went through all of that for me. I'd like for you to turn your attention again to that 28th verse of the 40th chapter of Isaiah. It's brief, so I'll just read it. Don't get up. It says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Faith and trust in the Lord. I want to talk to you about faith and trust in the Lord. You know, if we pull just one word out of that scripture and just say wait, there's a lot in that wait. You see, when you say you're going to wait, that means you're expecting and you feel pretty certain that things are going to happen as God would have them to happen. That the things that you need, that God is going to fulfill. Wait. I'm going to wait on the Lord because I know what the Lord is able to do. I'm going to wait. I'm trusting in him. I have faith in the Lord. So I'm going to wait on him. As Isaiah was talking here, he was talking about a certain situation that the children of Israel were in. But I dare say that all of us can look at that scripture and find that if we look at it, we really can find ourselves in that scripture. Because all of us have found ourselves in situations where we needed to wait on the Lord, trust in the Lord. And the only way we're going to get through what we're going through is for God to get us through it. The children of Israel had sort of given up. They had been praying and asking the Lord, and somehow it seemed like things just didn't change. They thought that somehow maybe he wasn't as powerful as he had been when he opened the water and the children of Israel came across. Maybe he didn't have that power. Somehow they were starting to wonder just how powerful he was. And then I guess they got to the point where they said, well, we just haven't been living the way we ought to live. And for that reason, maybe he's not just doing the things for us that we know that he could do. Somehow they just continued to wait, and it seemed like somehow they didn't believe things were going to happen. But Isaiah said, I want you to know this. The Lord knows all about what you're going through. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the earth, fainteth not. He's not weak, neither is weary. He gives us power to the strength, and they that need it are weak. He takes care of those who are weak. He's able to take care of your situation, is what he's telling them. They that just trust in him enough to leave their situations in his hand, they that wait upon the Lord, their strength's going to be renewed.
Right.
That situation that you're in, whatever it might be, he's able to bring you through just like he was going to bring the children of Israel through. Isaiah said he hasn't done it yet. But you need to trust him enough to wait on him. He hasn't made the change, but he's able to make the change. He hasn't brought you through, but they that wait on the Lord and believe in the Lord and trust in the Lord, he'll bring you through your situation. Not on your schedule, not the way that you had planned for it to happen, but he can bring you through and he will bring you through. Certainly telling that to the children of Israel, that they needed that. That they needed to hear that, because they've been going through something for a long time. But I'm not bringing the message this morning because they needed that. I'm bringing you the message because some of us need that. Some of us who are here right now are going through some things. And the word is, they that wait. Now wait, again, that means I believe it's going to happen. If you wait on the Lord, if you trust in the Lord, if you believe in the Lord, they that wait, trust, and believe in the Lord shall renew their strength. The things that you're going through, God can and God will bring you through. Somebody's going through a financial situation. Somehow they don't see how they're going to make it. Don't know whether the Lord has been listening to them. Maybe somehow they've been so sinful that the Lord stopped listening and they don't believe he's going to touch their lives and change their lives. But Isaiah said, they that wait, you just trust in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But you will get back to that spiritual level where you know whatever I ask of the Lord, I know he's going to take care of my situation. Don't know what your situation is. Doesn't matter what your situation is. God knows all about your situation. Nobody realizes what I'm going through. Nobody knows about my trials. God does. God knows not only what your trials are, he knows how long you've been going through it. He knows how many tears you've cried about that situation. God knows all about it. And we need to just trust him enough to put our situations in his hands and to wait on the Lord to make the difference and to make the changes and to bring us through and to bring us out. He's able. He's able to bring you through, and he's able to change situations. Somehow, you know, well, some of us have visions of what the Lord will do, and we just have to wait until our visions are fulfilled. We have to wait until what we see as our future, something beautiful. We have to wait on him and trust in him. I believe as we go into MLK weekend, as we look at what happened with Dr. King, he had a vision. He trusted that the Lord was going to do something with his vision. He thought that somehow that all that was wrong and all of the racial divide and all the things that were happening at that time, it seemed like when some folks said the only way things are going to change, there's going to have to be a revolution. There's going to have to be a war to break out within the country. Enough of a civil war, if you will, but somehow the Lord put on his heart, no, get with the people and let them know that we need to trust in the Lord. We need to do this in a peaceful way. We need to pray to the Lord to touch the hearts of those who are going against and those who are trying to keep this from happening. He said, I have a dream. But somehow there were those who said, well, now that we've killed the dreamer, what's going to happen to the dream? I mean, but the killing the dreamer didn't take care of the dream. You see, if you look now, you'll see that over the next few years, so many things started to happen. So many changes were made. Things were no longer where they had been. He had a dream, and somehow the dream was not just for him. I may not make it there with you, but I have a dream. Each of us have to recognize that the things that God puts on our hearts and the dreams and the visions that we have for ourselves and for our families, somehow God is going to take care and make those changes. I'm encouraging you right now to take whatever situation that you have and put it in the hands of the God of the universe. I'm expecting you to look at this this and say, I know the pastor's talking about me because I've got a situation. I haven't told him about it, but he must be talking about my situation. I've been going through it for a long time, and somehow it seems like things have not changed. I don't know about your situation, but God knows about your situation. And I'm encouraging you to trust in the Lord. Put your situation in his hand and expect him to bring you through and to bring you out. They that wait upon the Lord shall see changes in their situation. They who wait on the Lord will know that he's not only able, but he's loving enough to bring you through and bring you. We'll find that there's a situation in our life. If there's something that we'd like to change, but we can't change it all by ourselves. There's something we'd like to see that's different, but we can't do it all by ourselves. No, we need to trust in the Lord with all our might and with all our hearts and recognize who he is and how powerful he is and put our situations in God's hands. Put every situation, that financial situation, that family conflict, put it in his hand. That problem that you have on the job, put it in God's hand. And then wait on the Lord to make a difference. Trust in the Lord and know that he loves you enough to bring you through what you're going through. Look at all the beautiful things he's already done. I suppose we get strength just by reflecting back on where God has brought us from and what he's done in our lives. Somebody can say that they're on a situation where it looked like there wasn't any way that the doctor was going to be able to handle what was happening. The doctor didn't seem to have a smile on his face whenever he spoke with us. It seemed like there was nothing that could be done. But there are a lot of folks who are here right now who can testify. I waited on the Lord. I waited on the Lord. I trusted in the Lord. I put it in God's hands, and he brought me through. But there's somebody here who can talk about a family situation. Looked like we just could not get together in the family. Somehow it seemed like there was a division that somehow we couldn't correct. But you waited on the Lord. And somehow that problem, that situation, you put it in God's hands, and you waited on the Lord, and he made it all right. There's somebody who's lost someone, and somehow they feel like they'll never get to the point where they'll be able to be able to say, I can make it now. But God is there. God's there to fill that void, and God will make a difference. God will bring you through. God will bring you out. Every one of us. Isaiah was talking about every one of us when he said, they that wait on the Lord. When he talked about they that wait, he was talking about those that had situations, those who had problems, those who had things they couldn't make it all by themselves. Anybody who needs the Lord needs to know that the Lord loves you enough to stand with you and to stand by you and to bring you through your situation. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to have faith in the Lord. We need to recognize that he's not only able, but I say over and over again, he has enough love to bring us through and to bring us out of those situations we're in. We just need to trust him enough to give it over to him in prayer. Tell the Lord what you're going through. Not that he doesn't already know, but by talking to him and praying to him, you're saying to the Lord, I'm trusting you, Lord, to bring me through this. I'm depending on you, Lord, to make a change. I'm putting it in your hands, Father, because I know that you are able. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Recognize him. Know that he is God. In all your ways, acknowledge him, knowing that he is able and he's loving enough. In all your ways, put it in the hands of the Lord and watch him make a difference in your life. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Their spiritual strength, their physical strength shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, spiritual eagles, taking off and feeling stronger and stronger and more confident in what the Lord will do in their lives. Mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. He knows what you're going through. He recognizes your situation. You can't make it by yourself, but you can't fail with God. You may not be able to know how you're going to get there or how you're going to get through, but God is able and God will. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Put your situation in God's hands. Trust him and know that not only is he able, But again, as I have to say over and over again, he is loving enough to bring you through and to bring you out. Dr. King said, I have a dream. He didn't see his dream come to fruition, but he trusted in the Lord, knowing that changes were going to be made. Changes were going to be made. Things were going to get better because he put it in the Lord's hand. He could not do it. He just did his part, which was cause of people to put trust in the Lord and not to pick up arms. And now look at all that has happened. His dream, they killed the dreamer, but his dream is coming to fruition. You got situations. God knows all about them. God has an answer. God has a solution. God is able to bring you through it. You've got pain in your heart because of things that have happened, but God's able to soothe that pain and to bring you through and to give you strength. And you know, the more he brings you through, the more he brings you out, the more he lifts you up, the more you realize you can trust in him, and the more you put your situations into his hands. I've learned to trust in the Lord. I've learned to trust because there are things that I went through that I knew I could not handle all by myself. There were problems that I knew I could not change, but somehow God changed them. Barb and I have gone through some things. We've had some problems. We've had some situations that we had to face, but God has brought us through those things. Because, you see, I just kept putting it in his hands. I just kept trusting him. You know, I'm not the only one who has got this testimony. There are a whole lot of folks here who can say, I put some stuff in the Lord's hands. I put my situation in the hands of the God of the universe. I was down and I didn't see any way that I was going to get up. There's some folks that have that testimony. But, you know, the more you go through, and the more problems he solves, and the more situations he changes, the more you trust in him, the more you trust in him, the more you put him in his hands, he solves and he changes and he lifts. It's so good to know, and I just wish I could let you feel what I feel when I talk about the goodness of the Lord. I can't tell it like I feel it, but I know he's able, and I know that if I have a problem, all I need to do is just put it in the hands of the Lord, and then I can't get in a hurry. Sometimes you get in a hurry. Getting in a hurry may start cause you to stop trusting a little bit. I'm not going to stop trusting, and I'm not going to hurry because I know he's not going to do it my way. I just know he's going to get it done. And I know when I look back on it, I'll be able to say, look what God did. Look how God changed things. They that wait, you got to wait sometime. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He'll bring you through. You'll be able to say without a doubt that the God of the universe, the one who blows mountains up and dug out the sea, that God, that great God who's back of the night with the moon and the stars, that great God knew exactly what I was going through. His eyes on the sparrow. That's a good thing. But I know he's got his arms all around me. So when I'm going through something, when you're going through something, trust him enough to wait on the Lord. Trust him enough to put the situation in his hands. Let go. Let go. And let God. He's able. He's able. He's able. He knows better than anybody else what you are going through. And I know better than anybody else that he will bring you out. God is able. That pain in your heart. That problem in the bank. That situation in the home, God is able. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord are going to see God make a change. They that wait upon the Lord may not be on your schedule, may not be the way you expected, may not happen as you thought it was going to happen, but he'll make a change. I'm encouraging you right now. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is that's heavy on your heart, whatever it is that's troubling you and keeping you from sleeping at night, put it in God's hand. Put it in his hand. And then rest easy, knowing that they that wait on him are going to be victorious. They that wait upon the Lord are going to come through with a powerful testimony. They that wait upon the Lord, I'm going to be able to tell men, women, boys, and girls, my God is God, and he loves me. He loves you. He loves you. That problem, he can solve it. That situation, he can change it. All that's going on, he's able to lift off of you and give you joy. He loves you and wants you to know it. As he said, he could have come down from the cross. That was just the beginning. We have salvation now. But he wants us not only to have joy and eternal life, he wants us to know that he's with us in all of our situations here as we prepare ourselves for glory. I'm just so glad that I have been willing to wait on the Lord because he's renewed my strength. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father, our loving God, Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ that you touch each one who's here, who's going through something. I don't know what they might be going through. Don't know whether it's financial situations or medical situations or family problems or whatever it is. You're able. You're a doctor, Father. You're a banker, if you will. You're a physician. We thank you, Father, for all that you are and all that you have been. And we thank you, Father, that all who are here, or most who are here, have powerful testimonies about what has happened while they waited on you. Yeah. Father, teach those who are going through right now to trust in you. Let them know, Father, if they just whisper to you, you'll hear their prayers. Even if the words don't come out, you already know what's on their hearts.
Yeah.
Comfort them, Father. Touch them, Father. Strengthen their faith, Father, so that they leave the situation in your hands. I ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ that all who are here will go down from this place encouraged to put it in your hands, encouraged to allow you to take over their situation. We know you're able. Thank you, Father. We know you're loving. Thank you, Father. Somehow, Father, we feel changes are going to be made because there are going to be those who trust more and are more willing to put things in your loving hands. In the precious name of Jesus, powerful name of Jesus, adorable, loving name of Jesus, the Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Let us stand.